Bowl.
Good afternoon, Jim. Enduro TR.
4LEO. Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Doing just fine. Been outside a little bit. 69 degrees. Sun shining. What more could you ask for? How's your day, Jim?
Pretty scratchy, dear. I think I'm in a bad spot. Let me give you a call in just a minute.
I thought I memorized this on high power. It's on medium. I'm on 15 watts, but I haven't had any trouble with it.
We're in a bunch of electrical wires around me. I think I'm just picking up the interference over.
In the shadow of Paris Mountain, as they say, Jim, and it's just that way.
And now, a much better signal now.
And it's a beautiful day at 69 degrees and 47% humidity. I guess that's about as near perfect as it could be. I had a visitor this morning and had some fun. And oh, gracious me. I just a great day. And Bernice is over here fixing some channel cat that my neighbor caught down at Santee Reservoir, and he gave us a couple of bags of channel cat fillets. And with that, I think we're getting corn on the cob. What else, Mom? Cauliflower with cheese and pork and beans and anything else? But I think that about sums it up, Jim. A couple of days ago with my butter beans.
Really great. Really great.
I love channel cat, and he gave us some bass the other day, and it's just great. Bernice always takes it and cleans it up and gets the red streaks out of it and everything, and it's just as white as can be, and it don't smell like fish, and that's the way I like it.
Tom, you're a lucky man.
She's making Jim a coconut cream pie. And she's making me a pumpkin pie, too, in her spare time.
You're right about the weather, though. It's been absolutely gorgeous the last couple of days. A little rain yesterday, but we drove up into Hendersonville last weekend. And, man, I'll tell you what, it's still just as pretty as ever up that way over.
The leaves are at peak right now. We went through there a couple of weeks ago, went up to the Harris Casino. But boy, I'm telling you, when you get into that construction up there on I-26, that's a nightmare.
The exit 49A there, the Batcave exit, that's just where some of that started. But they sure have been working on those roads a long time. Over.
Yeah, that was really bad, especially when you're my age. You're trapped in between those. We went last year once, and a car went sideways in front of us. He was driving like a crazy man. And I was just barely able to dodge into the left lane. Thank God there wasn't any cars there.
Every day, go up 25. I don't know if you remember, but years ago on 25, that part there just before you get to 26 used to go up and down and up and down.
26 as quick as we can if we go up that way. Oh, we went to Tryon the other day and watched the granddaughter jump horses up there. Enjoyed that. And that's quite a facility. And it was beautiful up there. And although the leaves hadn't turned that much yet, Jim, it was still quite a treat. Man, that place has grown. The last time I was there, or we were there, was when they were first building it, and it sure changed.
A lot of people can't hardly buy property anymore. People who grew up in that area can't hardly afford the property because the prices have gotten so high.
Everywhere. But they say the news said the property values are dropping like 20% from what they were a short time ago. Because of this horrific inflation, Jim.
Give my first house in Wichita. I picked that up for a steal at 13.5% interest over.
I bought his double wide at 13.5% interest. I remember And I'm not sure, but I think Dad was making 8% on CDs back then, and they were doing real well. And the last time I looked at that, it was less than 1%, wasn't it, Bernice? So I said, the heck with it.
That inflation can really rob you. Hey, listen, I'm at my destination here in town. I got a bunch of errands to run, but I'm going to say 73 to you for now. Hope you guys enjoy your catfish and have a great meal there. And I'll talk at you a little bit later. I need to do some QSOs with you on air to kind of let you see where I'm a little faster than I used to be doing CW, but I'm still hanging in there. Over.
Outstanding, Jim. I'm proud of you. I haven't done conversational CW for a week or two anyways, and I've seen how fast that you can degrade, so keep up the good work. Making these quick contacts, I talked to Matua and right there by the Rock of Gibraltar. It's a little bitty country or island. I don't know what. Satua and Molina last night. And I didn't think he wanted to talk, so I just gave him a signal report. And then the next guy come in, he talked to a little bit, so I felt bad about that. But I've talked there before, but it is a tiny place. Benin has been on. Oh, there's a CQ Worldwide single sideband DX contest on tonight that... That'll bring them out of the corners, so don't miss that one, even though it's on sideband. Take care, Jim. KO4LAO and 0TR73.
KO4LAO, we'll talk to you soon. 73, and the best to Bernice there. Take care, KO4LAO, clear.